Hi, this is Kay, and I am making my first audio for you guys. I'm kind of working on something a bit more personal that'll be a bit more scripted, but in the meantime, I thought that I would go ahead and do a questionnaire, and then that way you guys can kind of get to know me and I can get to know what you guys would like to see. So I'm going to be doing the mixer questionnaire. So, the first question is, do post tags matter or do you just read the title? I usually look for things that are tagged male, but I kind of read through all of the titles, and usually just listen to everything that's tagged male. So, yeah, I haven't done an audio yet, so I can't answer the next two questions about how much time goes into it and the pros and cons. But I can answer them later, hopefully. After listening, have I gotten any new kinks? So one thing that I never expected to be as hot as it is hearing hearing guys spit. Like into their hand or on their dick. I don't know why, but that one absolutely drives me wild. So that one's a definite yes, new kink. Do I like the sound of my own voice? It's okay. I'm not particularly crazy about it, but it could be a lot worse. So what kind of audio is my favorite? I'll listen to about everything. I like variety, so it's hard for me to pick just one kind. I guess the more like intimate and personal things that can kind of like put you right there versus just like hearing someone. But I mean, I like hearing someone by themselves just kind of get off too, so it's hard to say. I don't have any regrets because I haven't made any clips yet, but hopefully that doesn't change. And do I have a Gone Wild audio crush? Only if I can say everyone, because everyone that I've listened to is fantastic. I find myself like listening to whatever recording of theirs I see on the front page, and then I'll kind of look at everything else that they've done or as much as I can listen to. And you guys are all fantastic, so I really don't think I could single one person out. Let's see, the next section is called Explain Yourself. The first one is, would you have sex while porno is being played? Yeah, I'd try it. It's not like something that I'm super eager to do or like dying to do, but I'm not opposed to it. I mean, it's background noise, it's something to. I don't know. I mean, it could be cool. But yeah. What is your most embarrassing slash funny sexual experience alone or with someone else? Oh, Jesus. I don't think I can pick just one, but wow. I feel like my life is just a series of embarrassing moments that are strung together. I guess if I had to pick one, the first time that I was having phone sex with a guy, I was just playing with my clit. I don't have a dildo, so that's usually all that I do, and it works fine enough for me. Not to say that I don't want a toy, I just don't have one, but regardless, like he was really into the idea of me putting something in me, and I was like, well, hold on, I let me get creative, which that can go two ways. So sometimes it can work out really well, and sometimes it won't. So I found like a travel size bottle of hairspray that was like a perfect little cylinder shape. It was maybe like an inch in diameter, probably about 4 inches tall. Like it was not intimidating by any means. And so I figured that would be good. Okay, I can work with that. So, I get it wet, I put it in, and it's great. I was having a fantastic time. So we carry on our conversation, and things wrap up, and I came harder than I had before, and when I kind of came down, I went to pull it out, like the bottle, and so I pull it out. And I was kind of like, that feels weird. And I realized that the lid had come off because naturally I put it in lid end first. And so, because I was like sort of clenching down on it after I came without really realizing it, it was just sort of in there. But logistically, it was really hard to pull out because there's nothing like sticking out. You've just got the edges of the lid, which are pushing against me. And so I was just kind of digging in there for a while. I got it out and I was fine. But it was so embarrassing. And I was on the phone and I was like, oh my God, this is bad. And so, yeah, everything came out okay. Haha. But that was pretty embarrassing. If lying is wrong, are white lies okay? I think that's tough to say. I think by definition, a white lie is supposed to be small and kind of inconsequential, but it just depends. I usually prefer to be honest up front, like kind of to a fault, so that's me though. I don't know, if it's easier to like lie to someone about something that doesn't really matter that much than it is to tell the truth, then I would probably be fine with it. Would I prefer to watch others have sex or have others watch me have sex? This is a weird one. I would probably rather watch other people. I don't know, the idea of being watched is like super creepy. Maybe not super creepy, but like it just doesn't do anything for me. Whereas I could kind of be okay with like watching another couple and then, don't know. They're both kind of awkward. Like, am I just there in the corner? Do they know I'm there? Do I know them? I don't know. Either way, I think I would prefer to watch others. The weirdest way I've ever gotten myself off. This one's weird. So a lot of girls love like the detachable shower heads, and so I had one and it was great, but instead of just like putting it on my clit, I really liked how it just felt like on like my labia, and if I just like opened them a bit, so I would kind of just like hold it down there while I rubbed my clit separately, which is kind of not how that's usually done, but oh, I mean, it was okay. Just 'cause the water doesn't, like, surprisingly, it's not helpful. It's like really dry given how wet it is, which is weird, but it like doesn't help like to have it on my clit for me. So I didn't. The fastest way to get me to come would be it would probably be probably it is playing with my clit. If I'm like super focused and like really ready to go, give me a minute and I'll be golden. So yeah, just my left index finger and me, getting busy. something about someone that can instantly turn me off. I get really bothered by people who take themselves too seriously. Like, I think it's really important to be able to laugh and to be able to laugh at yourself, especially. So when people are like really, really serious, and when they kind of like, they're usually kind of cocky too. Like, I don't know, I just think that's really unappealing. Like, I don't know, just let go. Don't be so uptight. Oh, also, this one's really weird, but it's totally different. But I get really bothered when guys' hands are disproportionately small. And I think I notice it because I really like taller guys. And for whatever reason, if their hands are just like off, it's really weird to me. And I can't get over it. Like, especially like if we're like in meetings or just hanging out and they're like doing things with their hands, like typing on a computer. I can't. It really weirds me out, and I don't know why, but I guess not that I need like big hands, but they have to like look proportional. Oh, I'm ridiculous. Let me see. Favorite place to come or have someone come on you? So this is an interesting one. I'm not sure how to answer this one. I guess I'll be honest. I can't particularly say what my favorite would be because I'm still a virgin. So, I don't have a preference. Yeah, I'll have to get back to you on that one eventually. What music would I like to have playing while you're having sex? I think that kind of depends on the person and the sex. like if it's intimate, then R&B, like bump and grind like type stuff. But I don't know, sometimes different stuff for a different mood. That one's a tough one. I'd probably, like, I don't know. I grew up listening to a lot of like classic rock, so like I really like the idea of like having like hard rock playing in the background, but I'm not sure what dynamic that would kind of fit into, but I could be okay with that. Do I think that love equals sex? Do they go hand in hand? I don't think that love equals sex. I think you can definitely love people without wanting to have sex with them, but I think that having sex sometimes kind of opens a door for love, just because you kind of have to have trust between people. That usually happens when it's with someone that you love. But I don't think that they have to happen together. Yeah. What do I prefer to be called or say? I have always called guys, not always, but I've come to. I find that I frequently call them daddy. I don't know why, but sir and master are just kind of like weird to me. I guess I'd pick sir over master, but like, I don't know, I like daddy the most. But, and I don't really like the idea of like age play, but for whatever reason, I do like being called like little girl, good girl, bad girl. depending on which fits. Am I more of a moaner, screamer, grunter, growler, or silent? Usually, if I'm like totally by myself, silent, unless it's like heavy breathing, but probably moaner. That's probably my go-to. I think grunts and growls are kind of better coming from guys, and it's hard to justify screaming when you're by yourself because that's just weird. Because your roommates know that you're all alone. They're like, "What's going on in there?" That just seems like it would raise a lot of red flags that don't need to be raised. The worst time I've been turned on. Well, I don't go to church, so luckily that one's out. I don't know, I find myself in class a lot. When I get bored, it's what I think about. I'm really turned on in class. I think the worst was there was a night when I had an exam the next day, and I was not studying. I was up. I was sexting with this guy, and I felt so guilty because I knew I should have been studying, and then I was spent. I went to bed, and I actually did better than I did on the exam that I stayed up all night studying for. So, not sure what that says, but yeah, it wasn't even anatomy, so it's not even like it was helpful. Yeah, my most extreme fetish. I guess I really like the idea of being like tied up, like bondage, and being like made to be someone's slave, like being at their control, which is surprising because I'm kind of a control freak about almost everything else in my life except that. That's one thing that I'm really into, like totally not having any control. One thing I'm embarrassed to admit that I'd like to try. I'd kind of like to try pegging, but like the guy would have to be really into it, especially because I like don't really want to peg. Like I don't want to be like a dom. Like so it's not like I want to like do it for the control. Like I just really want. I think it's better for guys when they, like, I think that they have great results with toys in their ass. So I think that it would be good for them, and I think that's what I would like to try about it. Preferences. Do I consider hair pulling sexy? Yeah. I had not like super short hair, but like above my shoulders for like a fairly long time. And so I let it grow out, and now it's like long. And everyone I know is like, "Oh, you have to cut it. When are you gonna cut it?" But I really don't want to. Like I really, for whatever reason, the visual of like being fucked doggy style while like a guy is like pulling my hair back, that sticks with me, and I don't think I can commit to cutting my hair until it happens. So, yeah. Do I enjoy bondage? Yeah. I don't really like have an interest in tying someone else up, but I'll sit tight. You can tie me up. I'll be okay with that one. Into playing with hot wax. It's not really something that I'm like dying to try, but I wouldn't say no. I mean, there's enough people that do it that it has to be good, you know? So I'd try it, but I'm not super eager for it. Ever been with someone older? Most of the guys who I end up talking to on the phone or through text, they're all older. But not, you know, like at least 4 years. But I'm young, so that's not surprising because I'm only 19. So, It doesn't take much. There's not really a lot of younger options. But I would say that I do tend to prefer older men. Would I ever kiss someone of the same sex? Yeah. I'm not, again, it's not something that I'm like, I have to do it, but I wouldn't say no if it were to happen. Have I ever tried anal? No, not like with an actual penis, but I've put fingers in there, I've played with it. It's kind of like, I don't know, usually the guy has to be really into it. It's not something that I like ask to talk about. Double penetrated is something that I would definitely like to do. So that one's definitely on my list, my bucket list. But as of this point in time, I haven't. Sex in public is another thing that I would like to try. Like at night somewhere, kind of like off the beaten path where you're not really gonna get caught, but it's still risky. Do I like being handled roughly? Yeah, but sometimes no. Like sometimes you just want like tender. It depends on the mood. Very verbal in bed. Am I very verbal in bed? No, I've kind of had to work on like being more verbal, given that like I usually talk to people on the phone. Like I kind of just get carried away and like don't focus on like actually saying like this is what I'm thinking about. So, not really. Do I like receiving pain or giving it? I'd prefer receiving, but I don't know, it depends. Like I like the idea of being spanked, but spanked and among other things. It's not something that I like. Like, I don't get off on giving others pain. My favorite item for spanking. I've only ever used my hand, so not a lot of frame of reference there. And then the last section is random things to know. The worst porn that I've watched. It's not really one, but like, I get super grossed out when it's like in a really like skeevy looking place, and it just like looks dirty and seedy, and it's like gross. Weirdest fetish I've ever heard of. I think the one that I like understand the least is probably vor. Not to offend anyone who's interested in it, you know, we've all got our thing, but it's just, I don't understand it because like there's no like what is the end game there? What are you working for? But hey, if that's what you're into, then you do you. If I was a person of the opposite sex for a day, what would you do? I would masturbate and I would pee standing up. That I would, yeah. I would enjoy the feeling of like jacking off a dick. Maybe. I mean, how bad can it be if every guy does it as often as they do? But yeah, I would definitely want to try that. And I don't know, it's so exciting to like have the freedom to be able to pee anywhere. That one, I think, is the. I'll probably do that one first. What do I wish I had invented? I'm not sure. Like, I. Maybe not, like, invented, but I wish that I, like, wrote, like, a cool book that a lot of people really liked. Because I used to love reading. So it would have been cool to be able to, like, do for someone else what I loved growing up. And doing, you know, reading and being able to write. What would I do in life if I did not need to work for money? I would travel. I would definitely travel. All over. I think the first place that I would love to go is Europe, and then maybe like Southeast Asia, the rest of the US. I haven't seen much of that. So I would definitely travel everywhere that I could. Do I have any scars? Yeah, they're all really dumb. I'm like not patient and I'm super clumsy. So I just like tend to get hurt. I have like scars on my knees from just like falling. Usually from just like not having any sense of balance whatsoever. I have one scar on my left eye. And it's I got stung by a bee. Wasp. No, it was a wasp, son of a bitch. Got me right like above the eye. It's like right on the outside, like between like the outer corner of my eye and the end of my eyebrow. It's like tiny. You can't really notice it, but I know it's there. And the other one's really dumb. I have a scar on the back of my left hand because I'm left-handed, so it's the hand that I reach for things with. And I was reaching to grab something out of a toaster oven, and I burned my hand on the metal like rack on the rack of it. So that one was really dumb, but it's like the skin just like hasn't healed, so it's like a kind of noticeable scar too. Yeah. Whoops. My most used phrase. My friends laugh because I use the word cunt a lot, and I think it's surprising to some people. But a lot of times it's just usually like, fuck. What the fuck? Fucking Christ. Yeah, I swear a lot, so variations of those. When did I last laugh so much that it hurt? I don't know, probably last time I was with friends. I think we were drinking and talking, and I couldn't remember what it would have been about, but I remember my upstairs roommate like came down and was like, "You need to be quiet." And we were laughing so hard that that just made us laugh harder. So we were those people. Whoops. And then the last question, how do I feel about aliens and ghosts? Real or not? I think aliens are a definite possibility. I think it's hard to say that they don't exist. As far as ghosts, I haven't had an encounter that leads me to believe that they exist, but I also haven't had one that leads me to believe they haven't. I think it's an interesting thing to believe in, so I don't know. Probably, like, I try to be realistic, so I tell myself that they're not real, but I think that's just not being scared. So it's a possibility. I can't say for sure that they don't exist. So yeah. So anyways, that's the mixer questionnaire. I hope you guys liked it. Feel free to comment and to message me. I'm looking forward to hearing your feedback.